Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman and Humboldt head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf. The Humboldt football team joined the Fort Dodge Dodgers in a scrimmage at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge Friday night. I caught up with Ellman after the scrimmage for his thoughts on the team's performance.
You know, after a couple years ago with Lance hurting his hand, anytime we come out of a scrimmage healthy is a good thing. So we came out healthy. Guys got reps today, got stuff on film. That's important. You know, we'll watch that film this weekend as coaches, and then next Monday right away we'll watch a little film because we got to get some correction in there. You know, everything's gearing towards Spencer no matter what we do. Everything we did today on this field was all about getting better for Spencer week one. I think our kids took a step forward. You know, we got some cobwebs to knock off still a little bit, but I think we took a good step forward. So I'm excited for week one. You know, it's the best time of the year. Everybody's undefeated. So there's a lot of anticipation within every program across the state of Iowa. Tonight's a night where people are going to, you know, think they won, think they lost a scrimmage. One thing I love about Coach Mosier is he just does a good job of making sure this is all about making our kids better. It's just a glorified practice and we have fun with it every year. So I can't thank them enough for opening up their turf for us to come play here. You know, it allows our field to just grow a little bit more and stay a little bit nicer over there at Mason Mock and get to open it up week one.
How big of an impact is it to have the ability to face off against another team before your first game and see another team across the line of scrimmage?
It's pretty awesome what Coach Mosier's done. I mean, they're definitely a competitive program and they're a team that we, you know, kind of set our standard against a little bit, you know, or kind of see where we're at. And I thought tonight was no question. You know, they come in, you know, highly ranked, you know, whether you believe a preseason ranking on us, on them, on anybody, you know, but overall they're a good football team. And so to get to play against a really good football team to start the year, you know, I think is really, really important. You don't want to go into scrimmage and say we won the scrimmage when it really doesn't matter. Again, if the scrimmage mattered, we'd keep scoring and count on your record, and it doesn't, you know. And so again, I just appreciate that Mosier has that same belief as I do. We kind of protect kids a little bit, you know, like I said, just because of what happened a couple years ago. But in the end of it, I think, you know, it's an opportunity to get better, and we got better tonight.
Coach, offensively, what'd you see out of your team first time facing off against another team this year?
You know, I thought Jackson Flaherty made some great throws. Our receivers kind of picked right up where they were last year with Valley and Chase. They did a great job running routes. Our O-line has got some stuff to clean up, but I felt like we gave good effort tonight. I think just the biggest thing is you got to get back, you got to see it on film and prepare to move forward.
On the defensive side, what'd you like? What are things still to work on for this team?
This is a pretty explosive team, and I think Coach Mosier thinks they're going to be good offensively, and you know, we forced a lot of tough plays for them, and I'll give them one touchdown. A little questionable. I was standing behind, and there was definitely a hold by the receiver where our defensive back got jacked up. But other than that, you know, I thought it was a pretty clean game, but it was a lot of fun. You know, it's nice to be honest. It's been 3 weeks since we started football, and you know, so it's nice for us to get to hit somebody who doesn't wear blue gold, white or black.
So, Coach, you also got to see a little bit of special teams out of your team tonight with Carson Rubel taking some kicks. Just thoughts on him with the distance here tonight.
Well, and we saw that last year too. You know, I think that's something nice to kind of add. It's fun for the kids. It's fun for the fans. It also helps our O-line just feel a little bit of pressure on an extra point field goal situation. You know, I thought Carson handles pressure so darn well, and I think the first one he missed was at 52 yards. So kind of goes to show he's ready for whatever we need him to. Obviously, kicking a 52-yarder, I think that's 10 yards over our school record. But hey, you know, kind of shows that if the ball's inside or at the 30 or inside that, I think he's going to have a shot to go kick a field goal for us.
Positions, are you starting to kind of finalize those going into week one, or is there still some open spots for the team battling?
Anytime you're at this part of the season, when you have open positions, there's going to be guys vying for a spot, you know, and we still have positions that are open that we got to evaluate, and that's what tonight was all about, was evaluating kids.
Through 3 weeks of practice, where do you think this team is so far as you get ready for this final week before the start of the season?
You know, I think that's kind of it's a different question every year, and every group is going to look a little different, look a little better, look a little worse, whatever it is. But I like where we're at. You know, we got to continue to work to build that leadership amongst our seniors. They're a great group of guys. It's just when you take that step from such a vocal group last year and you're now the guys who got to be vocal, it's just new. And so we've got some guys that got to just continue to step up and lead. I think those guys are poised to do it. I think tonight they kind of saw that, you know, who's going to be the guy that steps up, who's going to be vocal. You know, and the other thing, we saw some young guys tonight that I think are going to give us some help along the way down the stretch. And so it's just a combination of all those things, to be honest, Matt. And I think the scrimmage puts us in a situation to get better.
Coach, so you're getting ready for week one of Spencer next week. Team that you're now familiar with playing the last 2 years. Just thoughts on playing Spencer here week one and that program.
You know, I said it before, Coach Ty does just a tremendous job of building physical option teams. They play tough defense, and they're going to make us work. And, you know, if we want to be good down the stretch, we've got to play good football. We can't just go, you know, have some small school or something like that, you know, or some town that won 3 games last year. We're going to go play tough teams, and Spencer's another one of those teams that's tough, and we got to go beat.
Mason Mockfield to play week one. Just thoughts on getting to play in front of the home crowd for week one.
Yeah, it's always awesome running on a Mason Mock. You know, anytime you got Kid Rock bumping, it's pretty special. It's one of those things that I think until you experience it, you don't know. And for our sophomores, it'll be that first time. And I think getting that out week one is going to be great for them. But running on a Mason Mock special, it's going to be awesome to dedicate that new scoreboard. You know, that Humboldt football program, the last home game of the playoffs was the 1,000th game that Humboldt's played. You know, a ton of history, a ton of tradition. It's something special to be a part of as a coach, as a player. So to get to be a part of that, you know, in year 114, this year is pretty awesome.
Coach, best of luck coming up against Spencer.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate all you do. Go Cats!
The Humboldt volleyball team is heading to Johnston High School for a scrimmage today as the start of their season nears. In the latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union preseason poll, Humboldt is ranked 6th in Class 3A. I caught up with Waldorf earlier this week on practice for the team.
I thought the girls came in ready to compete, very prepared. They went hard every single practice. That's one thing that I feel like I usually have to harp on them a little bit, and it wasn't. They were ready to go. They did their conditioning awesome. Lifting was great. It was, it was a great week. I think that we pushed them hard and were able to get some good stuff out of them.
Get ready for scrimmages this week. Just thoughts on heading down to Johnston at the end of the week.
I'm really excited we were able to put those on our schedule, just being able to. So we get 3 in-season scrimmage dates, and that's something that we haven't done in the past. And so just being able to get these games and just being able to play some really tough schools, I just think that's going to help us so much, just be prepared going into the Southeast Polk Quad. I mean, there's some really good teams that we play there. It's a tough schedule. And so I think just being able to work some of those kinks out, that is a little bit harder to see in practice. Once you get into a game and you get pushed by another team, it just is different than when your own team is pushing. I think the girls actually have done an awesome job pushing each other during practice, but there's just something different once you get on the court with a different school across the net from you. So just being able to see how people handle pressure, you know, if we can come back from deficits, just where people fit in general is really nice as well. It gives me a good look, and just our coaching staff and also the girls, kind of where they're sitting with everything going into that first quad that we have.
How would you say your offense on the team has progressed here through practice and through these first couple weeks together?
I'm really excited about our offense. I think we just have a super solid offense. I don't think, no matter who we have in the front row, I feel very confident that we're able to terminate the ball. So I'm really excited about that. I think that is one thing that I've just noticed, as far as there's not a huge gap between like our top hitter and our, say, our fifth hitter on the team. I think it's going to be really good, because I don't think we can go wrong with whoever is in the front row. Everyone has a little bit of a different style of offense. So we do have some, you know, a little bit more powerful hitters, and then we just have a lot of really a lot more consistency than I've seen in the past too. So I think that'll be fun to watch. I think they'll be exciting. The offense will be exciting to watch. We do have Addie Waldorf is setting right now too, and she is able to just run a super quick tempo offense as well. And that's something that'll be exciting to see too. And our hitters are all capable of hitting off of that. Sometimes you can struggle a little bit when you get quicker sets, but our hitters have adapted really well, and there's some really good connections being developed.
And then what are you seeing on the defensive side blocking with this team early?
I mean, obviously Larson Bonsetter was a great blocker, so that will be a loss to us. But from what I'm seeing so far, I don't think we're going to see as big of a hit as we thought. They're really consistent. They're super good at setting the block where it needs to go, which is honestly the most important part about blocking, is making sure that you're setting a consistent block so that the defense can play around. around the block. So even if maybe we don't have as many blocks in the season without her, I think the way that we're blocking and just our style of blocking, I also think Adeline and Olivia Goodell stepping into the middle position will be fun to watch. They've both taken huge jumps. So I think they're gonna make some really good progress with the blocking, and I think they'll be really fun to watch throughout the season.
What's been the message as you kind of hone in now, getting ready for these last couple of scrimmages before this season opening quad next Thursday?
I think volleyball is a huge mental game, more than physical even. So we always say the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is the team that comes out on top. So we've been just really trying to be prepared to limit our own errors and just to be mentally tough and compete. So we've talked a lot about just how the game is going to come down to a lot of mental toughness, being able to compete, being able to keep the ball alive. We kind of said it was the like relentless pursuit of the ball. So just being that team that just won't let the ball drop. So even if we're not always in system, making the other team make the errors is our goal. So just keeping the ball alive, being aggressive, and just having that like competitor mindset is what we're really trying to push right now.
How would you describe this group as a team when they hit the floor?
I really love this group. They have been super fun to coach. And I think just kind of touching base on that competitor mindset, all the way from the sophomore to senior class, they're all so solid. They're mentally tough and they just like to compete, which I think is awesome to see just in girls' sports. I mean, they want to get on the court with the best teams. They're not afraid of that. So I think that's probably one of the most exciting parts of this group. And they're excited. Like, they cannot wait to get on the court and see where they stack up with them instead of being intimidated or scared. So I think that just tells you a lot about the group that we have. And that's all the way from right now we have, you know, sophomores, juniors, and seniors on varsity and all the way through the entire lineup. I think every single one of them is excited to get on the court and compete.
Appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck this week.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.